Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and each week we invite various guests to come on to the show to help you, as an Avon representative, take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I'm going to ask you to please like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is the Avon Motivational Radio Show. And if you have any questions about this show or past shows or suggestions, I welcome you to post them or private message me on Avon Motivational Show on Facebook. And I would like to invite you to invite others to listen to our show. If you have not done so already, you can invite your upline, your downline, your sideline, and also potential Avon representatives. If you've been following the show, you know that the second Monday of the week month is our roundtable discussion / mentoring session. So if someone wants to be mentored, or, you know, if there's a new Avon representative or a seasoned Avon representative, you know, you can ask to be mentored during this segment of the show. But we would need prior notification so that we can have your phone, you know, your phone number, know a little bit about your situation, and then we can plug you in. Today, if you've been following the show, we have Ellen Edwards, who is in North Carolina, myself, and I don't know if Galen Clark is going to join us or not. So we're going to begin the show. The email and the posting on Facebook had mentioned that Easter is right around the corner, but I should also mention that Passover as well is right around the corner. In fact, Passover has already started, and it continues throughout this week. So let me take this time to say to those people who are celebrating Passover, you know, I wish you a joyous Passover period, and for those who celebrating Easter, I want to say I wish you a happy Easter. So, as Avon representative, what does it mean to us when it comes to preparing and selling or marketing our Avon products for the Easter or Passover season? So I see, I see that Ellen is on the line. So Ellen, I'm going to plug you in. I'm going to ask you, Ellen, you know, how do you prepare for the Easter, Passover, air quote, season as an Avon representative?
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, to be perfectly honest with you, I approach this just like I would approach any other holiday season, such as Mother's Day, for instance. There's nothing in particular that I do that's different during this time, but I think it's a great time to, or leading up to it, is just, you know, be more in touch with your clients and wishing them a happy Easter or happy Passover. And just reaching out to them, sending them little cards, follow-ups. I know from speaking to some people that really the only time they really get in touch with their customers is when they're looking to take an order. And I don't think that's the best thing to do. I think you need to develop a relationship with your clients and reach out to them on more than that occasion, even if it's just to say thank you. And I think that part of this season, it would be a perfect opportunity to actually send something written. You know, the art of handwriting or written personal notes is almost gone by the wayside. Everybody texts and emails, but I think that little personal touch really does make a big, big difference. And perhaps even send them a little something. It could be a hand, a little expensive hand lotion, or anything that It's not necessarily expensive, but just lets them know that you were thinking about them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And and it's for those people who are vending, like myself, you know, this is a wonderful thing. In fact, I was there today, my favorite store, the dollar store, and I saw wonderful items that could be used as decorations for your table, like little plastic Easter eggs, and you know, they had Easter baskets, like the traditional ones, and they had also some kind of funky looking ones as well. And they make cute little gifts to put on your table. If you look at your Avon Living Book, in one section of the Avon Living Book, they had like Easter egg stuff, things that would be great for Easter. You may want to buy those types of things to put on your table. They had like an egg, something like a ceramic egg holder. You know, that would be very nice to use to put like your colorful eggs on it. In the past, they used to have like a cross and stuff like that, which makes wonderful gifts. For Easter, you may want to direct your customers towards that. Galen, what give us your thoughts about East Passover time of year? You know, how do you prepare as an Avon representative to sell your clients?
Well, everything that you ladies said is amazing and good. I always feel like, especially if you're an Avon representative, and this is why I give you a lot of credit for continuing to do what you do here, Pat and Ellen, is that if you're not learning something new, then you're not growing. So if you're taking it these holidays and you're doing something, what would it not mean to add something new to your repertoire of what you're doing? Just as you said, these holidays, it doesn't make a difference what a person's religion is. Balance does perfectly. Contact your customers, feel like they care and that you care about them, just to contact them. This is a perfect time right now where a lot of schools in different parts of the country are on spring break. So just
absolutely,
their kids are what they're doing. A lot of kids are preparing for college right now. A lot of things are going on. These holidays is a perfect time to connect. The connection, the feel that your customer feels like you care, is what makes the difference between them going to you or going to another Avon representative.
I think that's absolutely fabulous. I'm glad you mentioned about spring break and things of that nature. This is really the time that I don't know that people who have children in school, this is the time they do fundraisers. And I know for a fact that I've been hit with candies and this and that and the other. This may be a good time also to talk about your fundraising program, because this is the time that the stuff is going out. Gillian, you're the expert on fundraising. Can you elaborate a little bit more?
You're right now. Fundraising should be fun and should be easy. If you are a grandmother, a mother, an auntie, whatever, you have in your scope of people someone that you know that's going to a school, someone that's going to a church, someone that's going that might need money to be raised, because here's spring, here's winter, now we're getting into spring, there's a season with the football teams, the basketball teams, and fundings have been cut. This is a perfect, perfect, perfect time to do a fundraiser. I just got off the phone right before I came on with you, with this woman with her church. And she said, well, I only have about 20 people. I don't know, can you do a fundraiser with that? We sat down, we broke it down. I asked her how much money she's trying to raise. We found out how much we have to do. We called up Avon. We decided to do the fundraiser flyers, which is something simple and easy. But this is someone that I knew. So you don't even have to go out. Take a piece of paper, write down call up your sister. If you don't have any kids, call up your brother. Ask them what school do they go to. They don't even have to live in your state. You can work this out. You have to do it. Have fun doing it. You have to make it not deep, not difficult. Because if you think it's difficult, it will be difficult. And what I like a lot is that if you're not sure, talk to Avon, talk to your upline, talk to your manager. I always talk things through with Pat if I have a question, or with Ellen, because they're my uplines. That is why they're there, to help me, and we work together. So I find that I talk to some Avon representatives, and they say, oh, no, I don't want to do that. It's too much work. If you feel it's going to be too much work, guess what it's going to be? Too much work. So guess what? Don't do it. If you're not going to have fun doing it and know and feel in your heart that you're helping someone to do it, it should work that way. Whether you've taken, and also I don't think you should do it for nothing. You should get paid for doing it, but don't think you should get paid more than the organization, because then it doesn't make sense for them to do it. But the simpler and easiest way that you do it is calling Avon. They have the flyers. Let me tell you right now, one flyer is of the Skin So Soft. One flyer, I forgot what it is, 3 for $15 maybe, or 3 for $20. I'm off the top of my head, I don't remember. You can show that flyer around alone. We're talking about the Skin So Soft, which is the one for the bugs, which is the one for your skin, because your skin is dry for the summer. And do that for Mother's Day. And you can bring your numbers up. Maybe if you're trying to get a room paid for the trip to the convention, you can try and do that, but you can work together and make it happen. And you don't have to look far. That's the whole key. You look in your community with the people that you know, that know you, like you, and trust you. Reach out to the people, the experts, to help and make it happen. I don't know how to make it simpler than that.
Thank you so much for that, Gilly. And I like the fact that it is stress, that you can go take your business to the next level, whether it's President's Club or Honor Society and beyond, if you do a one fundraiser.
Ellen, can we...
I
just want to say one thing. I'm being honest. I'm very open about myself and what I do. I really did not try hard enough. Every year I've been with Avon, I have always been in President's Club and Honor Society. I did not try as hard. I had a lot of things, personal things that happened, but I did not try hard enough, and I don't blame anybody but myself, for last year not attaining the level that I want to attain. But what I'm telling people out there right now, that's what's great about this business. It's your business. If you don't hit your numbers or hit where you want to be last year, this is a new year. This is a new quarter. Do you know today is the 100th day? You have 100 days left, I think. How many days left to the end of the year? Is it 100? I think I read that somewhere today. I think it's a little bit more. I that's something that about, it's 100 days. But I got an email, but I'm not from a trusted source, so you know how that can go. But
right?
It's not over. Not over. You still can try. As long as you take and have a game plan and focus, that's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm a little bit behind from what I wanted to do last year, but I'm going to make it happen because I know that I own my business, and the only one that's going to make it happen is me.
Yeah. That is so, so true, Gillian. You know, we have to realize this is no one else's business but our own. And I think the one thing that people don't understand, that you know, they don't really see Avon as a business, and it is your business. And Gillian, getting back to you in terms of your question, I'm going on a cruise in September, and I have 160 days before my cruise. I just went on the website to see how many more days before the cruise. So I have 160 days left for my cruise. So it's a little bit, and that's in September. So it's not 100 days left for Christmas. I mean, for the end of the year. Ellen, one of the things I like, what you said, Ellen, is that, you know, one of the things we should do as Avon representative, we should also, in addition to trying to sell our clients the various gift items for the appropriate season. But one of the things that we should also focus in on is giving back. And I do that too. And you have to plan that. You know, you don't wait until Easter or you don't wait until Mother's Day to buy like 20 gifts for your customers, because that, you know, that can be a strain on your pocketbook. Ellie, could you tell us how you go about buying little things for your customers that you want to give out for Easter, Christmas, or Mother's Day? How do you plan that?
Well, normally what I do is when I see specials, I pick up items. They could be bundles that I take the bundles apart. It could be samples. Anything that I think would be of interest, not necessarily with any particular holiday in mind, but I just buy up different things, and it's always comes in handy right when I need it. So that's what I really would suggest for people to start doing. I know that you talk about that a lot. That's something that you do, this, you know, deals of the day, those types of things, little things that you can pick up at the dollar store to actually put them together and make them look very, very nice. I know for Valentine's Day a couple years ago, I gave all my customers little cups from the dollar stores, mugs rather, with hearts on them, and I filled them with Avon goodies, and then I I put a cellophane and a bow on it, and I gave that to them. Another year I got these beautiful little glasses, and I filled it with the little it's not coming to my remembrance, but you know, little shredded color things, and I used that, and that was nice, and I had cards that matched. When you see these things, if you get them with the idea that you would eventually put them together or even later on make baskets, because that's one of the things for me, I have certain customers that will come to me and they have a birthday or there's a holiday coming up and they want a gift basket, and I say, okay, I have X, Y to spend. Can you put together a basket for me? So those are the types of things that I look for so that I'm always prepared. Even the little lotions, I had actually got that from Gielan. When they're on sale, I would buy them and stock up on them and give them out as little gifts, whether it's just as a thank you or whether it's part of a bigger gift or a gift basket. That's what I do.
That's a very good idea. And, really look at your outlet book, because for future deals, like, for example, in Campaign 9 outlet book, they have, for $9.99, which, you know, we get, you know, break off of that, they have a, they have two items. They have a wedding band for breast cancer, and they have a necklace for breast cancer. So, you know, you may want to buy those types of things, because usually when something's in the campaign outlet book, then it may be on its way out. So, you know, those are some of the types of things you may want to buy and put to the side. And the other thing I would suggest also, you know, your customers who spend money with you constantly or spend a large sum of the money, you know, you may want to give them a different type of a gift than what you give the other clients. You may want to give them something of more value than the other, because they spend more money with you. So that's something you may wish to think about and consider. Gielan, would you suggest that when Easter's coming up and people are shopping a lot, you know, getting their little Easter? I don't know if people really do that anymore, but I know when back in the day, you know, you go and get your little Easter outfit. Would it be a wise idea as Avon representative maybe to partner up with a local boutique or store or hair salon to maybe sell their Easter items or possible Easter gift items or Passover gift items in these particular venues?
I think that if it's a store, if it's a place that you go to regularly, and you tell them, I'm a customer in this store, and you have to be calling them now, like like tomorrow, or stopping by the store and ask for the store manager and see, you know, tell them, you know, I buy my, whether it's, let's say it's Dress Barn, and I shop at Dress Barn. I have a card. I shop there. So they know me because I come in there. And I'm, why I'm saying this, because it's kind of late right now if you're talking about Easter. It should have already been planned. So if you don't know, what I would recommend at this later date is to go into the store and, you know, say hi, talk to the manager, hi, and, you know, the people know you there, and say, you know, I'm an Avon representative. I want to just maybe if I can help you to bring in some of my customers too, because they always want to know what are you going to do for them too, and show, having mm-hmm. your customers, they have the privilege of maybe getting a small or an Avon gift, and you just have to let them know, you know, I'm not trying to sell jewelry or anything in competition of what they sell.
Right.
I just went to help your customers and might say, wow, you know, and they'd be wowed by it. If you come in there with that attitude, I can't imagine a manager not wanting to say, you know, that sounds good. It all depends. You can call first if you'd like, but I would highly recommend that you do that tomorrow, because Saturday coming up. This is it.
That's exactly right.
And if you don't have it in place now, or you can, or if they say no, it's too late, short of notice, then say, well, listen, could I do something maybe for,
Mother's Day
is coming up. Mm-hmm. Can I do something? And I could show you ahead of time on a Saturday that I could show you what we have, and, you know, and maybe if you like it, you can, it'll help you bring more customers in too. And you can even say that if I do that for Easter, maybe your customers for Mother's Day might come in and see this and say, wow, this is great. But you have to show and let them know that they are getting a benefit from it also. Not that you're going to come in and camp out at their store and, you know, it's a free table most of the time, and you're not going to help them with your customers. So I think that is key. That is key. And, Pat, what I wanted to say is that I did check it out. It's 100 days today. The 100th day of 2017. So you have 200.
Oh, okay. I think you're talking about the end of the year.
You have 265 more days to make it happen. That's what I wanted
Absolutely.
To say.
Absolutely. I want to piggyback a little bit on what Dylan said also about the about partnering up with the stores. One thing, you know, Mother's Day is coming. The best place to set up a table is a barber shop, because men are clueless. They know they got to buy something. They know they cannot come home without something in their hand. So, you know, if you're in the barber shop and you have things already gift wrapped and ready to go, you pretty much guaranteed a client. They'll take whatever you have, and they may even buy you out. I've had that happen. So, that you should really strongly consider when trying to partner up. And this question either to Ellen or to Gil, whoever wants to answer this question. But, you know, I think a lot of people forget that Avon has partnerships, and they're from youravon.com. I know one of them is T-Mobile or something like that. Gil, Ellen, can anybody speak on that?
Galen, you might be able to. I'm not familiar with it.
I know that they were with T-Mobile, but what I would recommend for any representative is to go into your website, and if you go into your website, you go into your Avon.com, and if you cannot find it, you can call customer service, and you can say, "Where I want to know where the partners, you know, or the companies that Avon has partnered with." And they'll show you exactly on the website where it is. I'm trying to look at it right now to find out when you asked the question, Pat, because I know it was in one spot, but I'm not finding it right now. But I'm telling you right now, all you have to do is go to your website, and if you're not sure, you just want to ask the call up Avon and say, I'm on my website, find out where I can find the link to the partnership that Avon has, such as T-Mobile. I know T-Mobile was a partner for them. I'm not sure if they still are, because sometimes they change.
I think this Office Depot was one.
Yes, Office Depot was one too. But if they go in and they just log on to their website, website, and they go in, they can find out who the partners are. And those stores, I mean, I was going to T-Mobile at one point, going to some of the stores, and they definitely told me where exactly they had where I can go, who I can talk to, what days I can come in, and it helped them too, you know, because I was able to say, listen, you're partnered with Avon, and this is part of Avon, so this would help you and help us. So they definitely, I'm looking at it right now, I'm back here, Office Depot, T-Mobile, Sprint, let me see right now, Dell Computers. Those are the ones that I see off the top of my head. I'm in the website right now looking. And if you don't know, you can find it on the website under, you go into your website, you go to My Community, and go under Avon Advantage. And it tells you all the cooperative programs and partners of Avon.
And then you can approach it with the individual stores by saying you want to provide them with customer appreciation.
Customer appreciation
for their customers.
Day. Yep.
So let me see where we are with time. So okay, we got a few more minutes. Let's get back to Ellen and the gift items. Ellen, because some people may say, okay, you know, the question that people may be asking is for a customer who averaged maybe $20 and $10 to $20 in sales, how much would you think we should spend on our customers when we put together our little gift items to give to them? So people may want to know that.
I usually don't do it so much by the dollar amount, but by the relationship. So there are some people
mm-hmm.
that may not spend as much money, but perhaps you have a better relationship with them, and perhaps maybe
mm-hmm.
orders are low because of maybe some financial situation they're going through right now. With people like
mm-hmm.
that, think they could be a good customer, you want to try to, if you haven't already done it, sit down and find out what their needs are, because I think after a while you get in the habit of people ordering certain things from you, and people are always asking for complimentary sales that go along with it, like they buy, you know, somebody buys, eyeshadow, and not mentioning how about taking advantage of the eyeliner, you know. So there are ways to be able to boost your sales without being salesy, for lack of a better word. It's being helpful. And so I think that for a client that's spending quite a bit of money with you, you probably want to give them something a little bit nicer, again, depending on the person and the relationship. So I think, you know, just play it by ear. And then also you need a budget. Your budget is, your budget may not be that high. So if your budget is $50, then you have to stay within the $50, but make whatever it is meaningful, and it doesn't necessarily have to cost you a lot of money. People are just very thankful that you thought about them, because a lot of people don't. They take the order and they just keep going, and, you know, and they don't show, they don't send a card, they don't send a follow-up conversation. So that way you'll stand out from everyone else.
Two things I would recommend when you have a gift for your client you're going to put in her bag or whatever, you may want to deliver it with the products in which she has ordered. And I learned this from you, Ellen. You know, you have to tell them that there is an appreciation gift in the bag for them. Because they may think it's just their regular, the regular gift that you normally give, you know, the clients.
Yeah, actually, I had little cards made up, and then, you know, compliments of, I don't have one in front of me, but little cards, so it would say compliments of, you know, Ellen Edwards, da da da, and I would put it in with the order so they knew that was something special.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, like Ellen said, you have to have a budget. And I totally agree with Ellen with that. And but you know, there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, although you know you're not spending a lot of money, Ellen mentioned getting the mugs from the dollar store. They cost a dollar, duh. And what you can do with that is you can, you can take those dollar items or $2 for $1 items. In fact, I bought things where they were $3 for $1, and you can put that or pair it with your Avon item and make the item that you're giving away look just that much more better, much better. So we have a few minutes.
If you're not sure, you don't feel you're creative, I am telling you right now, I have gone to Pinterest, things that have blown me away that people
really
can do. Cheap, it's not expensive. I've seen tissue paper. People take tissue paper and make a rose out of it and put something inside of it and wrap it. And just like it's almost like it's a rose and put it in a bag as a gift and like wrap it. I'm like, oh my gosh. And that it didn't cost a lot of money. But it's the way that your customer thinks that you took the time to do this is what blows them away.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Even YouTube, if you Google YouTube, go on YouTube and do a search for Avon gift baskets, you'd be amazed. One of the things that I learned when watching one of the videos, they take those little pie plates, those clear pie plates you get from the dollar store again. I think you get 10 of them in a pack. If you take the little pie plates and turn it upside down and put it in those literature Avon promotional sale marketing bags, and then you can take Scotch tape and put your items on top of that, and then sprinkle some shredded colored paper in there. It makes and then put a bow on top. It makes it look fabulous, and all you paid was a dollar. So yes. Be creative. Watch those videos. Totally recommend that. So let me see what time. Let's see where we are with time. It's 9:02. Okay, so let me just, first of all, I want to say thank you to Ellen and Galen once again for, you know, being very helpful and sharing their knowledge. And also to let you know that next week we're going to have Dr. Alex Horatio, I believe his name is. And he is a chiropractor, and he's going to talk about, illnesses that we may have that may sometimes get in the way of our business. You know, sometimes we can't pick up things, sometimes we can't deliver products because we're aching, and our body's aching. And, so this gentleman was going to help us with that. So, tell all your friends, you don't have to be an Avon representative to listen to the segment. In fact, we have a lot of people who are not Avon representatives that listen to our segment. You may want to invite them to listen to our show next week when we have the chiropractor on the show. Okay, so with that, everyone, I wish you a happy, happy Easter. This is the week that we placed our order. I think we placed the Campaign 9 this week. And so if you haven't done so already, then you may wish to get Campaign 9 was placed this week. You have a day or so to place your Campaign 9 order. So with that, make it happen. And the weather is getting really, really nice, so we should start thinking about ordering more books. And I hope everyone has, a happy holiday. And also spring break, because I think some people are on vacation. So enjoy. Good night, Ellen. Good night, Galen.
Good night.